breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband being deleted again. I remember it was, what, 3 years ago or whatever it was, one time you accidentally picked up, and it was kind of like, it was the most pleasant thing to actually hear your voice for a moment. I love you. I'm just, no matter how long it's been, I love you. It was a fascinating day in that we, a few days ago, my friend Chris told me about someone in his office. It's a husband and wife. They both work there. I think they both work there. But she wrote a short little note to him. Exodus 14:14. And just put it on his desk. That was it. And he said he was remarkably encouraged by that. The verse is, "The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." And we talked about that. And so today we read Exodus 14. This is the crossing of the Red Sea. It was fascinating because, you know, it was one thing, because I remember when I first heard the stories, when I watched the movie Ten Commandments as I was a little kid. And then I remember the time I actually led a Sunday school class back in the late 80s. And to prepare for it, I read, you know, the entire book of Exodus. It was found that what I saw in the movie was not quite what's in the scripture. You know, the movie showed what looked like a few thousand people. You know, that was 2 million people across the Red Sea. It's kind of like, wow, that was a big deal. I've seen the aerial photograph of the area of the Red Sea there, where it is this peninsula and it is a narrow valley that leads to that. You're going to get trapped there. And the only exit is the sea. And the sea was, you know, a problem. And just to now visualize that, it's been fascinating. But the other thing is, when we looked at it, people saw the magnificence, the power of God, and said, "Oh, we will serve the Lord." And the first bit of, "Oh, I'm concerned here," you know, they turned away from their commitment. It's repeated over and over and over again back then and today. The crossing of the Red Sea, that whole incident, is just as valid today in the sense of that's what we see happening in the Christian community now. And again, I think it's consistent with the idea that, there's the narrow gate and the wide gate, which is not the world and the Christian. It is those that claim Christ and those that Christ claim. I mean, that's abundantly clear if you read it in context. But these things are fascinating. And what it shows, again, is the magnificence of who the Lord is and the grace he shows to his elect. And never giving up. And I'm afraid my kids have the model before them. Give up. You know, go back to Egypt. You know, I ate a lot of garlic. I don't have to go back to Egypt for the garlic. but it concerns me. But the other thing that was really important is he was encouraged. And then we went and looked at Barnabas. And I've read it. It just never sunk in. The passage in Acts, Barnabas's name actually is Joseph. My middle name. And the apostles called him Barnabas, the encourager. And I looked it up. It's Parakalesis, which is based on Parakaleo. And I did a video that's actually online, and I'm curious now, since why not? I'll find out. It was one of the ones I did. My struggling with trying to speak Greek words. Because to encourage parakaleo. Well, 199 times it's been viewed. So maybe 200 now. All right, I should check. Wouldn't that be interesting? But it's a rather big deal to encourage one another. And I celebrate with Chris that he was encouraged. I strive to encourage others more than I've ever had before. My name's Joseph. But it's hard to live without that encouragement. It's hard to live without the lady by your side. It's not good for the man to be alone. My hope is in the Lord. My request is for my wife to reconcile with her husband. The Lord commands it, you know, the 1 Corinthians 7:11. I love you, Dorothy Jane.